don't know. I just think there's some places you don't go on a very first date. It's just awkward for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Things change, right? Mm-hmm. It depends on the scenario and the person.
Producer John, where did you take this fine lady on a first date?
Every Saturday, I host a Battle of the Bands at a local bar, and there's not a lot of days in the week. This takes up my Saturday, so I told her to come by the show. I don't see what was wrong with that.
But you're working. You're working, and what if she doesn't want loud, blaring music? That's not a first date.
All right, so point number two, I concede that was not the best idea. Point number one, though, I mean, listen, if hosting one of these things is just, hi, I'm me, they're them, listen to the music, and then I don't do anything for like an hour until this band is done playing. I felt like it worked.
I don't know. Kind of rule of thumb that first date, you shouldn't be getting paid to be there. Like, you know what I mean? You shouldn't have a beer tab to get you, you know, $20 worth of Coors Lights and, you know, $50 in your pocket there, and you get a free order of nuggets or whatever.
That's what
tenders, because you're an adult.
Tenders. Thank you very much. I could get her anything she wanted. It was great.
Yeah. Hey, you want a Jager bomb? Thanks for coming out today. You want a Jager bomb? Just write down which band you're here to see, because they also get free beers based on that.
I don't know. I think when you're working an event, that should not be a first date. But where else did you go on a first date that it was just terrible? 1-800-330-9999. Emily?
So I was on this first date with a guy who played in the minor league baseball. And for the first date, he brought me to the batting cages. So it was really weird because, you know, I didn't know him at all. And it was basically like I was going to practice with him, because he was definitely using it as like an opportunity to work on his skills. It was not fun.
Or he was trying to show off, one or the other.
Right. And he probably had a deal with the guy that works at the front counter, right? I mean, minor league baseball players, they're not making a whole lot. He was like, listen, can you sneak me out a couple dogs out the back? We'll be in good shape, bro.
Jan, worst date location. Where'd you go?
Oh, my God. I had a guy who took me to Medieval Times. That had to be the worst date. Who takes a girl to Medieval Times? I don't want to eat with my hands. I didn't even know I had to eat with my hands. It was so weird. So many kids around us. It wasn't romantic at all.
Was this like one of those shows where there was like jousting and whatnot, horses and people running around?
Yeah. It's just horrible. It was horrible. He was weird. That's it. It was the last date.
My husband and I took Hayden one time, but that's like fun and bits for us. Like, you know, at this point in our marriage, like we think that's entertaining, but I would think, as a first date, it is awkward. Did you see in the news that they're trying to unionize? They say that people are so obnoxious that they touch the queen, which I didn't know was a thing.
Don't touch the queen.
They mess around with the Falcons.
Oh.
I know. And they do all kinds of other disrespectful things, and they want to unionize against the people and get better wages.
You know what? I'm here for them. They have my support. I want to imagine a first date, though, and they come up and they like, you know, is it one of the ones where they make you part of the show? And they'd be like, avast, you lady, right? You're just trying to eat your chicken. Like, that seems awkward.
Instead of flowers, he brings you like a shield and a sword.
Right.
It was horrible.
Worst place you went on a first date. Where was it? 1-800-330-9999. Producer John brought a first date to a work event. That was his first date.
I mean, even worse is like he's there working. So, you know, he brought his car. So she probably met him there. So it's a first date. He's getting paid and she has to walk in on her own.
Where did you go that was a terrible first date? 1-800-330-9999.
Probably just hiking. Young woman suggested that we go for a hike. I said, okay, sure. But we went and I'm like, this is not good at all. I mean, you know, we're walking through mud. We're walking through poison ivy. Mm. What are we doing here?
I'm guessing she's in better shape. This is the first thing that I'm guessing, number one. Number two, I get it, though. I mean, when you go on a hike, if you're not somebody who's doing hiking and you have a shared, you know, enjoyment of hiking, it's probably an awkward. One of you is going to, you're inevitably going to end up sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid you get lost in the woods. Now you just met. You're going to hate each other by the time that experience is over.
Guaranteed. She thought, I can literally run away if he's terrible. She just takes off running.
Maybe
in one
that's
direction.
What it was, right?
You never see her again. She had that whole wooded area figured out like a map.
You know what? You're looking at this wrong, buddy. All right? You know, it wasn't a great date, but she was awfully merciful. She got you out of the woods alive.
Yeah, barely.
Leah, what's the worst first date location?
Oh, going to the movie theater. You're sitting there in silence watching a movie. I mean, it's a complete distraction. You're not getting another person. I mean, especially if it's a first date, like you're just sitting next to each other awkwardly. I mean, are you even sharing popcorn at this point? You know, I don't know. Like, it's just super awkward. Don't do it, guys. Don't do it.
Everybody knows movies is third date, Anna. And then you do this move right here.
Oh, here we go. And then you put your arm around her shoulders. Yeah, I get it, Raven.
Oh, I was just stretching.
Nobody does that anymore. That's like a move from 1995.
I was just stretching.
Oh, it's so awkward. Do people still kiss in movie theaters? No, right? No. Ah. Melissa, worst first date location. Where'd you go?
It was a McDonald's. I thought that was just a meeting point, but no, the date was right there.
Well, maybe they were on a budget.
I love McDonald's. Paul and I ate a lot of fast food when we started dating. Of course, we were 20, so it was a little bit different than in college.
I never suggest it because my wife is so judgmental on it. But when she says to me, do you want Taco Bell? 2 weeks ago, she said to me, do you want Burger King?
Yes.
I was like, what? Who are you? I was so excited.
I don't know about you, but we never have it for dinner. We always have it for lunch. Paul will agree all the time to have it for lunch. But if I like try to say, why don't we just grab some Burger King for dinner? He looks at me like I'd grown a second head.
Well, you know what? I mean, if I eat it for dinner, I'm going to need another one 2 hours later.
Really? Right?
So I need a real dinner at night. I can understand that.
Worst date location. Where'd you go?
All right. So the worst first date, it was a restaurant. But the problem was, it was Valentine's Day. And we ended up going to the restaurant with her parents and her brothers.
Oh,
that's wacky right there. I mean, a first date, though, on Valentine's Day is a terrible idea. I mean, what a high amount of pressure that is. But no wonder she brought the entire family. She already thought you were a serial killer. What happened?
Well, she had already had plans and wanted to go out, and somehow I got invited, and I went. And funny enough, we ended up married.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that nice?
See?
So now you guys overpay for brunch every year on Valentine's Day as a nice remembrance. And you have to bring six people with you.
Exactly. It's a family affair.